From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. A Brussels police official says that three police officers have been slightly injured when shots were fired during an anti-terror raid in the Belgian capital. The police official said the exact circumstances of the incident were unclear, or whether the police officer was struck by bullets or injured in another way. Media reported that the anti-terror raid took place in the Forest neighborhood, which is close to Molenbeek, home to several people involved in the November 13th attacks on Paris that killed 130 people. The first wave of Russian warplanes arrived home Tuesday from Syria following President Vladimir Putin's surprise announcement to withdraw most of his forces from the country after a 5.5-month operation. Russian television showed fighter planes landing at an airbase in the southern part of the country, where pilots were mobbed by supporters on their arrival and thrown into the air in celebration. At Syrian peace talks in Geneva, the main Syrian opposition cautiously greeted Putin's troop withdrawal, saying it could lead to an end of 5 years of fighting and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's dictatorship and his crimes. The U.S. further eased its restrictions Tuesday on American travel to Cuba and at the same time expanded Cubans' access to U.S. financial institutions and their ability to work in the United States. The new rules come just days ahead of President Barack Obama's scheduled trip to Cuba, when he will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit the island in nearly 2 years. The two nations have endured some 50 years of hostilities. This is VOA News. Police in Berlin say a man has been killed after his car exploded while he was driving. This is city police spokesman Michael Merkel. He says the explosion occurred early Tuesday and that so far what is known is that the driver was driving along and the vehicle drove into a parked car. When the blast occurred, the driver was in the car and was so severely injured that he died on the spot. Merkel said police are still at the site investigating what caused the explosion. He said homicide investigators are also at the scene. Voters in five U.S. states are making their choices Tuesday in presidential primaries as Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton seek to further their leads while those trailing try to inject new life into their campaigns. Florida is a key state in Tuesday's voting where the Republican winner will get 99 delegates. Another state to watch is Ohio, where Trump is locked in a close race with State Governor John Kasich. A new World Health Organization study estimates that nearly one quarter of all annual global deaths are from unhealthy environmental causes. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says environmental risk factors such as air, water, and soil pollution, chemical exposure, climate change, and ultraviolet radiation cause more than 100 diseases and injuries. A decade ago, the biggest killers were infectious diseases such as diarrhea and malaria linked to poor water, sanitation, and waste management. During the past 10 years, death from infectious diseases has declined because an increasing number of people have gained access to safe water and sanitation. The report finds non-communicable diseases linked to unhealthy environments now account for the largest share of global deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News. Geneva.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Israel Tuesday to reverse its confiscation of land in the Palestinian West Bank, describing the decision as an impediment to the two-state solution in the Middle East. The appeal came after Israel declared 234 hectares of West Bank territory to be state land, fueling concerns of a new spike in tensions with the Palestinians. Earlier this month, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for the Palestinian Territories, Robert Piper, said Israel was razing Palestinian homes at an alarming rate in the West Bank. The United Nations says it stopped working with disgraced tennis player Maria Sharapova, who last week admitted testing positive for a banned substance. The UN Development Program said in a statement Tuesday that it was suspending Sharapova until the outcome of the investigation into her case is known. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.